Britain foils toothpaste smuggling terrorist plot. 11th of August, 2006. This is Reverend Zim for UnNews. London, the UK. The world was shocked today as British officials revealed they had thwarted a terrorist plot to smuggle toothpaste and other oral hygiene supplies into the United Kingdom. The terror alert level in Britain was immediately raised to bright white, and all flights into Heathrow Airport were diverted away. Leaked details from investigators provided a terrifying account of the terrorists' plans. Up to 10 airplanes were to be used, enough to smuggle supplies for cleaning the teeth of thousands upon thousands of Britons. Quote, "It would have been the greatest tragedy of our times," unquote, admitted a choked-up police chief, Wiggum. Much like the former Yugoslavia had its ethnic cleansing, the UK would have suffered a dental cleansing, he explained. Security at airports was immediately tightened after the announcement. As a precaution, all paste containers were banned from carry-on luggage as they could possibly conceal toothpaste. This included shoe paste, paste glue, and all edible pastes. Bomb-sniffing dogs were deployed to help detect any tooth-cleansing chemicals such as hydrogen peroxide and fluoride. Even other hygiene items such as deodorant were forbidden. At an impromptu press conference, Prime Minister Tony Blair described in grim detail how fluoride interacts with the tooth enamel at a chemical level to whiten in. Many in the audience gasped. At the end of his remarks, Blair vowed to keep the country safe from future attacks and echoed Franklin D. Roosevelt by saying, quote, "We have nothing to fear but the dentists themselves," unquote. The identities of alleged terrorists have not yet been revealed, and rumors abound that authorities are still searching for more. All the clues, however, point to these people as being members of Al-Qaeda's Tooth Brigade, the global dental terrorist network. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UnNews. Thank you for suffering.